أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واذكر في الكتاب موسى إنه كان مخلصا وكان رسولا نبيا. وناديناه من جانب الطور الأيمن وقربناه نجيا. ووهبنا له من رحمتنا أخاه هارون نبيا. واذكر في الكتاب إسماعيل إنه كان صادق الوعد وكان رسولا نبيا. وكان يأمر أهله بالصلاة والزكاة وكان عند ربه مرضيا. واذكر في الكتاب إدريس إنه كان صديقا نبيا ورفعناه مكانا عليا. أولئك الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين من ذرية آدم وممن حملنا مع نوح ومن ذرية إبراهيم وإسرائيل وممن هدينا واجتبينا. إذا تتلى عليهم آيات الرحمن خروا سجدا وبكيا. And mentioned the story of Musa alayhi salam in this book. Indeed, he was specially chosen and he was a Rasul and a Nabi. Allah Ta'ala chooses some persons especially for him, for his remembrance and for his work. And the indication that such a person has been chosen is he is not tempted to wrong. You will see a consistent plan in him and he is not distracted from that plan and carrying out that mission of Allah Ta'ala. Every Nabi is not a Rasul, but every Rasul is a Nabi. The difference between a Rasul and a Nabi is that a Rasul comes with an independent Sharia. He comes with a special divine scripture and he is bestowed huge, great miracles. And a Nabi is one who receives revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every Rasul is a Nabi, but every Nabi doesn't have to be a Rasul. And we had called him from the right end of the mountain Tur, and we had drew him near for secret and special converse, as he had been returning from Shu'aib alayhi salam proceeding towards Egypt, then the Mount Tur appears to be on his right side. Out of our mercy, we had bestowed him his brother Harun alayhi salam as a Nabi, as per his request. Normally, a Nabi is not appointed by request and dua, he is divinely appointed. And this was a special favor that Allah Ta'ala had bestowed his brother Harun alayhi salam, made him a Nabi for his request. And also mention the story of Ismail alayhi salam in this kitab. Indeed, he was always truthful in his promises and he was also a Rasul and a Nabi. And he used to enjoin his household with salah and zakah. And he was, and his Rabb Allah was well pleased with him. Ismail alayhi salam, being well known about keeping to his promises, someone had promised to meet him at a certain point and he forgot about it, but Ismail alayhi salam remained at that point for 3 consecutive days, did not move away. And this was also one of the very outstanding features of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Again, at the time of slaughter, when he had given his word to his father, that he remained patient and he remained happy with the decree of Allah Ta'ala allowing the knife to pass over his neck. Every Nabi enjoins the truth amongst people as well as amongst his own household, but this feature was quite outstanding in Ismail alayhi salam, that he had made a special point to enjoin good upon his household, namaz, zakat, righteousness, etc. And perhaps one of the reasons to start off with the household is that when the house is right, a person finds a conducive environment to live. The home is Islamic friendly, and when it's Islamic friendly, then all practices of deen are very easily performed. Contrary to a home that is not friendly, not Islamic friendly, not deeni friendly, then it's extremely difficult to do small works of deen. So the one need is that so that one has a supportive and a conducive environment, that environment will encourage you all the time, it will motivate you, it will drive you towards the right end. And number two, in the process of da'wah and calling people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a great support. When your own household are cooperating and supporting the work that you are doing, then this is an additional support, an additional assistance. وَذْكُرُ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِدْرِيسِ, and also mention Idris alayhi salam in this book. Indeed, he was a man of truth and a Nabi, and we raised him to a lofty position. Rasulullah met Idris alayhi salam on the fourth heavens. It's more popular about him that he was amongst those Anbiya who was raised bodily, he was bodily raised up to the heavens. أولئك الذين أنعم الله عليهم, and these are amongst those Anbiya who Allah Ta'ala has favored from the posterity and the progeny of Adam alayhi salam, and from those who we had carried with Nuh alayhi salam, and from the children of Ibrahim and Israel alayhi salam as well, and from those who we had chosen and we had guided. When our verses are recited to them, they fall down in sajda, crying in tears. This is mentioned about Idris alayhi salam. He was around 1,000 years before Nuh alayhi salam, just after Adam alayhi salam. The first person to start off the sewing and tailoring of clothes, weight and measure, writing, invented, he was the person who invented artillery and weapons of war. So before this, people did not know even how to read and write. So he was the person who had started all these things off. And the special thing in all them, the thing that was quite common in all of them, when they heard the words of Allah Ta'ala, the verses of the Quran Sharif, they would fall down in sajda crying. This is the effect that the Quran Sharif is supposed to be doing to our hearts and our minds, that we get most overwhelmed and affected, influenced with the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let them penetrate deep into our hearts. We listen to the Quran and we recite the Quran also with that frame of mind that this is the word of Allah ta'ala, allowing the verse of Allah Ta'ala to penetrate deep into our hearts and our eyes swelling with tears. It's an ayat of sajda, which we consider.